I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR. Wildlife Resources report this weekend is a very important one for the needy in West Virginia. When we come back, I'll tell you about Share the Harvest Sunday and what it's all about. This Sunday is the 1st in November, and every year, the DNR, working with the West Virginia Council of Churches, will ask everybody who is in church Sunday morning to make a small donation to Hunters Helping the Hungry.
Share the Harvest Sunday, which is this upcoming Sunday, November 3rd, is an opportunity to get a lot of different church congregations involved with the Hunters Helping the Hungry program in a fundraising sense. It's an opportunity to have the West Virginia Council of Churches, the DNR, work together to try to generate revenues that help to fund the Hunters Helping the Hungry program on an annual basis. It usually costs about $45,000 to $50,000 a year to operate it, just from a processing and distribution perspective. So being able to operate it with the generosity of others is what makes the program go, since we're not able to use license dollars to fund the program.
That's Tyler Evans, who coordinates the program at DNR. Donations are vital to this worthwhile effort because, like Tyler said, while the DNR is allowed to administer the program, it is against the law for the agency to use hunting and fishing license money to butcher deer.
DNR and the Hunters Helping the Hungry program serves as an administrative component that our goal is to ultimately bring new processors into the program to help market the program, spread the word and awareness about the program. However, we're not able to use those license dollars to fund it, so it really does fall back on the generosity of hunters.
The program has been around a couple of decades and enables hunters to legally shoot additional deer, therefore enjoying more hunting opportunity. But if they don't need or want the meat, they can donate it to a worthy cause and put it on the tables of some hungry folks.
First and foremost, it has the hunter that harvests the deer legally and wants to donate it to the program. They will take it to a participating processor. Typically, we have anywhere from 17 to 20 processors at any given time that are participating in the program throughout the state. And they'll accept the deer, they'll process it, they'll grind the meat, package it, 2-pound packages, freeze it, and then they'll work closely with the Mountaineer Food Bank or the Facing Hunger Food Bank, who will come and pick it up and reimburse them for it, and then we reimburse the food banks for that. And then ultimately they'll get it out to a network of more than 600 different churches, pantries, shelters, orphanages, things of that sort that are definitely in need of some highly nutritious venison.
Don't forget, Sunday is Share the Harvest Sunday in West Virginia. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.